Okay, well, welcome everyone to our first podcast, and we're so delighted to be with you guys today. We are honored to have Alex Vandenberg with us, and we're going to dive right in and talk to you about some of the aspects related to pastoral care ministry when you're sitting with individuals and discipling folks. And specifically, we're going to be talking about the role of the Holy Spirit. So, Alex, why don't you greet the folks and let's begin our discussion.
Well, thank you, Pastor Tony, for this great opportunity to talk to some folks that are interested in pastoral care. My heart has been for this, and so I would love to help you all out.
Great. Well, the first thing we want to address, obviously, is understanding that the Holy Spirit really is in the room, that we don't have to provide this type of ministry, obviously, alone. So I see that you have a way that you go about ministering to people, and you're understanding how do we, Alex, partner with the Holy Spirit in ministering to people. Go ahead and just share that with us, if you would.
It's a great question, because in a way, the key in the time that I spent most in my training was to get out of the way so that the Holy Spirit could use me in the conversation with a counselee.
Great. So now, are there specific steps that you take that might benefit from? What are some of the things you specifically do, or the ways that you partner with the Holy Spirit?
Well, I use 4 points. There is a dependency on the Holy Spirit, so that we need to realize we are not doing this alone. We are basically there to be a way for the Holy Spirit to be manifested, so that the person in a Holy Spirit-led conversation will actually discover themselves what's going on. And secondly, they want to change, because we're not the first person to tell them that they might have a problem. So we need to be very dependent on the Holy Spirit. Secondly, we have to prepare our hearts. And we do that, obviously, before the person arrives, so that we are prepared to be led by the Holy Spirit. And we might have to ask, is this person really my person? Do I really have the ability to minister to them, or should I send them to somebody else? And thirdly, obviously, listening is a big deal. Now, I'm not just talking about active listening and not interrupting and not giving your own story. I'm talking about using your spiritual giftedness to see a picture, to hear a word, to be reminded of some scripture, to use whatever the Spirit will use for you to ask the person. It's not for you to be smart, but it's for that person to respond to, hey, what happened? I feel like something happened when you were 15. What happened there? You tell me.
That's great. So let me just make sure we're clear. So some of the ways that you say that we need to really partner with the Holy Spirit is we have to understand that we need to get out of God's way, and we need to learn how to rely on the person of the Holy Spirit when we're ministering to people. I think the second thing you talked about is prayer, is spending time preparing your own heart to receive what God, the Holy Spirit, has for you, so that you're able to minister to the folks that come. And then I think the third thing you said is, talked a little bit about active listening, but you weren't referring to the individual necessarily as what is the Holy Spirit saying to you related to what that person might be going through. So what's the last thing that you do related to partnering with the Holy Spirit?
Well, of course, we're trying to assess what is going on with this person. And we're trying to assess, is this a physical problem? Is this a soul problem? Is there some wrong thinking? Is there some wrong choices? Is there something in this person that emotionally is just binding them up? Mm-hmm. Or is there a spiritual problem? This person doesn't know who they are in Christ. They don't know who the Holy Spirit is. They might even not know who Jesus is. So you have an opportunity to pray a prayer where they come to know Him. So the Holy Spirit needs to guide and bring these pieces to you, and preferably it's when that person sitting in front of you gives you those pieces that you then speak back to them in their language so that they will understand this is indeed what's going on, because I said this and you're putting these pieces together for them.
That's awesome. And you know, the reality of it is we really become most effective when we understand that really the weight of helping an individual is really not placed on us. It's placed on the Holy Spirit, and our part is just simply being led. really by the Holy Spirit as He begins to speak to us about where that individual might be, and some of the things that maybe don't even surface in conversation related to helping that person, but the Holy Spirit's giving you a backdrop of their story. Those tremendous insights, I find, are the things that really unlock people's lives. It's tremendous.
So true, Pastor Tony, because the foremost thing that we communicate is the love of the Father.
Yeah.
And when people feel that, they become aware of a safe environment where they can say things they wouldn't say to anybody else.
Right.
And so that's the unlocking. And so we have to be genuine. You can't make that happen.
That's right.
And so if our hearts are not communicating that, and if we're not real and authentic, people will right away catch that, and
that's
you
good.
Will not go anywhere.
That's good advice. Well, Alex, thank you for spending the last couple of moments with us on this podcast, partnering with the Holy Spirit. So I want to encourage you guys to listen to this, take some copious notes, and make sure that you respond back to us and tell us what you guys thought. Alex, thank you so much for being with us again, and we'll see you guys next time.